talking with y'all.
Hello, I'm calling from Nation Safe Drivers. I have a customer who's in need of a lockout service. This customer is located in Ellenhurst, Georgia.
All right, no problem. And where are they located at?
The full address is 139 Griffin Road, Ellenhurst, Georgia. Zip code is 31301.
And what type of vehicle is it?
It's an 07 Ford Mustang.
07 Ford Mustang?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a convertible?
I'm not sure, but I'm gonna tell you what I told the last guy. We sent somebody out there like 15 minutes ago, and they couldn't do it because they didn't have a Slim Jim.
Is he saying that that's the only way to do it, or what is he saying?
He told me that when
they. To me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say when he called back and told us that they wasn't able to do it, we was like, well, okay, why wasn't they able to do it? He's like, they said they didn't have a Slim Jim.
Sounds like somebody don't know what they're doing, or either they ain't good at what they're doing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you can't do it the regular way, then you got to know what you're doing to be able to get into it. And, I mean, shoot, we have charged numerous amount of money, you know what I'm saying, because we're able to make things happen, you know, as a, how you say, freelancing it. You know, you
mm-hmm.
got to know what you're doing while
okay.
we're there. And we got many ways of how to do things. So where the keys are located at in the vehicle?
Where did they put it? Because this, I'm just grabbing the ticket, so I took over somebody else's ticket.
How long the person been broke? Caught up?
When they first called, it been an hour ago. Then they just called back and I picked up the call. So so it gotta be in the ignition because I mean the car's not turned on, but it's in the ignition, basically still in.
Still in this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Gotcha. All right, then.
So,
right,
well,
while you've been talking
to
me, I've been texting the boss, man.
Uh-huh.
I've been texting the boss while you've been talking to me. And, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, from what I told him, he's like, shoot, ain't no telling what we might be doing out there. And it's sprinkling, and it's cold. Woo-wee! It's going to be ugly. So, and it's late at night, midnight. So, boss man's going to charge about $450 to go out there and take care of that for you, man.
Okay, $450.
And I hate yes, ma'am.
And the ETA, do y'all know the ETA?
ETA can be within 20 minutes if you want. I mean, it all depends on how fast you let us know that you want us to get it done, because we have someone in a certain vicinity that could be there within 20 minutes.
Okay. So basically what all I have to do now, since you gave me a quote in the ETA, is give it to a supervisor and let her approve it, because you're basically the first quote we done got all day. So I just have to send this over to her and then just give you a call back once she's approved it.
Okay, no problem. Now with tax and fees on that now.
Okay.
I'm not sure how much that might be, but I know, should I look and see on that right now before?
Yeah, before we hang up.
All right, hold on a second. All right, ma'am, you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
I do apologize. All right, looking at the tax and fees on that, it came out to be $525.
$525. Okay, so let me get this over to her and let me give you a call back as soon as possible.
No problem.
Okay.
All right.